All right, welcome to Made You Look. We're here with another show. It's been a little minute now, but my name is Josh Pierre. Thank you for joining us.
And my name is Geronimo, a.k.a. Need More Fits, Need More Clothes, and more, you know.
That's an intro. That's a hell of an intro.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. I've been working on it.
Damn. Now you got me. I need to come up with something harder. Got me thinking for another one for me.
You can always hit the source, you know what I'm saying?
I know.
I'm a swag oracle these days.
Write something for your boy, a bar or something.
Got you. Hit me after the recording. I got you.
All right. Intro.
We're going to figure it out.
Intro game.
Yeah, I got you on intro.
So yeah, what's good? We're at deep cut crossroads in the basketball season. Fashion season is behind us. Now it's just spring and new looks, new wares. Final Four just ended yesterday with the men's UConn back-to-back national champions.
Amazing. Congratulations to them brothers.
Caitlin Clark is not a national champion, but she has every other record in collegiate history.
Not every other record, just all the scoring records. And can we touch on this for a second? Go ahead. Talk about what you want to talk about first.
No, I do
want to touch on this.
Touch on it, please.
Listen. I know with the emergence of social media, the globalization of basketball is a huge thing, and I think it's a great thing for the awareness of the game. I love that. Right? That being said, the fact that everybody has an opinion now on basketball doesn't mean your opinion is valid. And we got to start gatekeeping people's opinions, especially on stuff as robust as basketball history. So I completely understand the racial undertones of rooting for Caitlin Clark. Because let's be honest, like, we know that the majority of Caitlin Clark fans are Caucasian people who probably live in the Midwest and find a lot of identity in her underdog story and her emergence as a star and being a prominent scorer in today's women's game. And I commend her performance of her collegiate career. She's great. She's a great college player. Can't take anything away from her. That being said, we need these new basketball enthusiasts to have a bit of context and not allow themselves to be prisoner of the moment. We live in an age now where there's a lot of access, but very little context. So when
give us some example. What did you hear that's like,
Caitlin Clark is the greatest collegiate female player to ever play college basketball. Come on, dog. That is flagrant, bro.
She's not crazy. Tamika Catchings was a beast.
Come on, bro.
She's not better than
bro. Listen, what's most called? You are watching this podcast right now. I need you to do four things, four bars, real quick. I need you to Google four players, real quick. I need you to Google Cheryl Miller, my dog. Have you ever seen that woman play basketball? I need you to Google Maya Moore, my nigga. Have you ever heard of that woman? I need you to Google Breonna Stewart, my nigga. Have you ever Googled that woman? I need y'all niggas to Google Simone Augustus. She plays like a nigga. I thought it was a dude. when I saw her play. Listen. Oh, and by the way, I want y'all to really relish in her accomplishments because they're going to be short-lived because there's a young lady right down the street in South Central by the name of Juju Watkins.
Yeah, Juju Watkins.
Who is about to erase all those records, Caitlin Clark just said.
When can she enter the draft?
They got to play 4 years. None of them can enter the draft early. Yeah. Well, she's so damn good, she might change the rules. But I hope she does. I hope she, for the sake of history, I hope they let her stay 4 years so she can eradicate that record. Because she's already on pace to beat it. She's already averaging more points than Caitlin Clark averaged in her freshman year.
The Elite Eight?
Already. And went to the Elite Eight her freshman year. Already. So,
you know,
y'all's celebration finna be short-lived because Juju Watkins, let me talk about it. Listen, I will pick her up before a lot of you niggas. I'm going to be honest.
So, question. Real question. How many buckets is Caitlin Clark giving you?
What are we going to?
4 quarters. You going 4 quarters.
4 quarters?
Four quarters, man. Women's like, time.
And let's be honest.
How many is she giving you?
And I'm guarding the full court. Like, because, oh, girl. Listen. Old girl picked her up full court. And listen.
You can guard her. You can guard her however you want to guard her.
I'm going chest. What you talking about?
How many is she giving you?
She'll probably get 19.
19?
She can shoot that bitch. And I'm out of shape. She's gonna pull a few 35 footers.
How many you give? How much you giving her?
Am I in shape?
You're in decent.
Today, I gotta do it today.
Not today. You get like 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Yeah.
I can give her 25. In a girls game? Are we playing all, like, I get to play on a girls team?
You Joanna man.
Oh, yeah. I'm dropping 30 on you, baby. hey, it's going to be an unadulterated 32. You thought Angel Reese was getting in your head? Oh, Lord. Jesus. Oh, God.
You're getting 30. And she's,
oh, my God. Hey, look, little Caitlin, you better cancel Christmas, baby. Because you're going to be in a conundrum fucking with me. I'm not playing.
It's gonna be those DePaul girls basketball.
I'm gonna be all in her ear. Yeah, and I want some corned beef hash. So I know that's what y'all eat in Iowa. Yeah. Hey, look, I'm gonna be flagrant with the shit.
And Juju, Caitlin is 6 foot, my dog. You're forgetting Caitlin's taller than you.
She's an inch taller than me, dog. I'm 5'11. She's an inch taller than me. She's literally an inch taller than me.
You're 5'10, my nigga.
No, I'm not. I'm 5'11. I measured myself in 2022. I'm 5'11.
Okay. Well, she's 6 foot. She's still got some height over you.
Bruh, that's not going to matter. I'm way faster than her. I'm way stronger than her. Please. I'm fighting over all those bullshit screens. You're not pulling none of that shit. And I'm picking you up zigzag.
You can't guard like you guard.
I'm picking you up zigzag.
You know you can't guard like how you used to guard in high school. You got to guard.
Picking you up, bruh. Come on. We used to play, me and Josh, after we finished our basketball careers, used to play with the DePaul girls basketball team. We used to practice with their team. Their team was routinely top 15 in the nation, right? In fact, one of the girls we played against is a WNBA All-Star by the name of Allie Quigley. Shout out to her. If you ever watch this, shout out to you.
Yeah.
And she won a 3-point contest in the WNBA. So you know she can hoop. Listen, we used to go out at a bar called Bacchus. I used to be double-fisted. Energy drinks, 9-10 shots, mixed drink cocktails, went home, jerked off in the morning, came to practice. They would set up scenarios. They'd be up by 18, and they got to do clock management. I think we lost. In 3 years to them, we lost twice, mate. In all of the scrimmage scenarios, we might have lost twice. Maybe. And they were good.
They were good.
We used to beat the shit out of them young ladies. Respectfully.
I didn't get there till late, but it was
anybody fun. Will tell you that. They'll tell you that.
It used to be kind of fun.
Them girls used to be in a... They had a coronary trying to fucking guard me. It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous.
It was really fun.
Ask their coach. Shout out to Doug Bruno, too. I know he's still doing his thing. He's coaching. Shout out to him. He's a great coach. But we was giving them all kinds of problems.
I mean, you're comparing everything to, like, Caitlin, but the real team that won did was South Carolina, was Dawn Staley. Arguably the best styled coach ever, maybe.
Oh, yeah, come on. I mean, it's not even close.
I want to go back to
it's style. Not even close.
I mean, yeah,
I do like Kim Molly's. I like Kim Molly's, like, Southern Belle, like.
Yeah, but she's just.
I think it's charming. But Dawn Staley is, like, for contemporary, you know, style approach and aesthetic, she's, like. She's a goat.
I mean, you have like
Pat
Riley with the Giorgio Armani suits, goat. You know, people sleep on Jack Ramsey in his patterns and the 70s style, very nicely done.
Okay. Even Walt Frazier was like, kind of like, you know, he was a coach.
He's talking about coaches.
Oh, okay. Only coaches. Okay. Okay.
And then I think Hubie Brown had a nice moment where he had some style moments. But honestly, outside of that, you know, I can't really think of a lot of coaches that just had like a nice suit game style. Like Dawn Staley ain't just doing suits. She's doing like leather jackets. She has the flare pants with the jeans. Like she's coming with some fits. Like,
and it was all, I mean, for the most of the season, it was all LV shit. So, I mean, she was going crazy. She went crazy.
She went crazy.
And she was wearing like
Dawn.
Some expensive shit. Like she had a couple pieces that were like $7,000, $8,000 jackets. I was like, this is not no shit you buy, like, you know. This ain't no, like, core shit. This is, like,
this ain't
shit from the runway.
This ain't from J. Crew. This is...
No, I'm saying, like, LB has shit that's, like, core. Like, all right, we're doing this every season.
Yeah,
regardless, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It wasn't, like core shit. It wasn't, like, just a jacket with an LB on it. It was, like, monogram from the runway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
Like, yeah, she copped some pieces. I was like, fuck.
She did her thing. And she did her thing for the Final Four, silver jacket look.
She killed it. She killed that shit.
But her team is also beastie.
Bro, I'm telling you, that girl who guarded number 25, I think her name was number 20. What's that lady's name?
I'm not gonna mess it up, though.
Listen, there's a girl who was guarding her. Let me see this girl.
And I think that was the same girl who Caitlin waved off at last year's Final Four.
Are you sure?
I don't want to make too many assumptions, but I think it was. So she was coming for revenge.
Bruh, she was all up in that woman's jersey. I mean, like, all up in that fucking woman's jersey. She did not play not a damn game. What was it? She was like number 25 or some shit. Hold on.
Yeah, I think it's the same one. I think it's the same one.
Was it let me see. Yeah, Raven Johnson. Bro.
That's not the same one, man.
Bro, she was all up in this lady's shit.
But dog, Caitlin still had 30.
Yeah, but she took 30 shots, Josh.
Well,
did you know that?
I didn't see the
field goal. She took 30 shots, bro, to get 30. She took 15 threes, Josh.
That's wild.
That's crazy.
That's wild.
That's crazy.
That's wild.
She took 15 threes, bro.
That's wild.
And only made 5.
I mean, I like
it. It's like, okay, cool. 30% is cool, whatever.
That is an astronomical amount of threes for one game. I totally respect Caitlin, what she's brought to the women's game. I think it's awesome. No other time we've spent this much energy on women's college basketball, especially at this time. So she's becoming a big topic. I think that's good for the game. You know, anything that's part of basketball, I'm all with in a positive way. I think there is going to be a big transition she's going to go through.
Listen. Reality is about to hit quick. Because listen, it's all good textual.
Don't forget, Ice Cube did offer her $5 million to play in the Big Theory.
But come on, bro. We know, like, come on. That's just unrealistic. Like, come on.
I mean, it would be kind of funny to see her trying to switch off, trying to guard like a Reggie Evans in the post.
They would kill that woman. She'd die. She'd die.
For $5 million for 6 months, I would consider doing it. She could always
for $5 million, I'll let John Jones kick me in the nuts in the octagon, bro. Square off in the nuts. Have your way, nigga.
She should.
I'm just saying, like, $5 million is like, you know, you'll do a lot of things that you wouldn't normally give any credence to for $5 million. Of course, she's going to take the offer. Like, why would you not?
I don't think she's going to take the offer, but I think she should.
I don't think the offer is serious. Like, let's be honest. He's not serious.
Yeah, I think he's serious. I mean, from his point of view, that's a good business move. You get a whole nother market. You get a real big name that's current. You get a younger generation involved. You only do it for 4 months. Like, I think you get TV rights. You get mad people watching the game. She wants to see Caitlin. Like,
nobody's going to go with the script, though. You're going to have to tell all the players.
She will sell out arenas.
Full disclosure, we're taking it easy on her, guys.
I mean, yeah, you're going to have to let her
know. That's what I'm saying. Like, nobody's going to.
You're gonna be like,
and niggas gonna be like, and let this bitch score me?
Yeah.
Yeah, right, nigga.
Dante Jones, please, you do not need to take this charge.
Yeah, right, dog. Nobody's going for that. Nobody's going for that. You crazy.
If I was her, I would be like, fuck it, let's do it. $5 million for what? Four months?
You would do it, but it would ruin her brand.
I don't think it would ruin her brand. I think it'd be kind of funny. I think it would probably help her in her transition to the WNBA.
I totally disagree, but...
Why? She's playing against men.
Bruh, she's not going to score against any of those dudes. Those dudes play professional basketball. Like, oh, who the fuck is
that? I'm not talking about the performance. I'm just saying I think it would probably help her transition to the WNBA because she would be this adjustment to speed, strength on the WNBA, but a little bit more smoother.
Man, that's like running a marathon and then going in a rocket ship. It's like
she's gonna go back to playing against women.
Hell no, dog. She's gonna be scarred. She's gonna have PTSD. No.
She's gonna ruin
that woman's confidence.
I'm telling you, she's gonna come back. She's gonna have that prison style basketball fucking around with the big three.
That's not even her style, man, Josh. You saw what happened when a girl came up in her shit was scarred the full court.
It's actually physical. But the big three is actually pretty physical.
It's prison ball. In fact,
exactly.
Martin explained it better. He was like, prison ball is here. The big three is here. It's like below prison ball, dog. Like
exactly. Right? She's gonna have a much physical game playing with the WNBA. She'll have
I wouldn't want to play the big three. Let's put it that way. So why the fuck would you know what I'm saying?
Bro,
why would you put her in there?
Because, well, it's a business move more than anything. I'm just saying it will probably help her game also.
It ain't good. Nah, I disagree. I don't think it would help her game. I think if anything, it would hurt.
Well, yeah, she's going to get fucking hurt. Yeah, but I think she'll be a little more physical.
What? Well, yeah, she's going to get fucked up, but, you know, fuck it. For $5 million, fuck it. Yeah. Why not?
No blood, no foul.
Man, you tripping, dog. You trying to end that lady's career, dog. I was just saying she wasn't as good as advertised. You trying to end her career, dog.
Well, I think she's good as advertised.
I don't. I think that she played on a...
I don't think she's the best college basketball. I don't think she's the best women's college basketball ever. I don't think that.
No, like, she's top 10. She's probably number 10.
I don't know. She might be top 5, dog.
Hell no.
Bro. She might be top 5. She might be top 5.
Cheryl Miller's number one. Let's just like get that out the way. Who's number two? Like Diana Taurasi?
I really like Shamika Hostlaw. Diana Taurasi and maybe Sue Bird.
Nah, she better than Sue Bird.
Bro, Sue Bird is one of the most winning is collegiate players ever.
But what she ain't a better player. Diana Taurasi is better than her. So Cheryl Miller.
I give you that. I'm just saying, like, as far as winning, she wins. that goes into like being one of the best players.
Yeah, it's like, but really, her individual performance.
Argument for Jordan over LeBron, like he's a winner in every sense.
Yeah, but he also averaged 30 for 15 years. Like, come on.
But Sue Bird is a winner, and she averaged, I don't know her stats off the top of my head.
Yeah, I don't think they were that. Let's look it up.
Career collegiate stats at UConn.
Yeah, let's look it up. Nigga, we got the internet. Let's look it up.
Yeah, she averaged over 20 over 4 years and won as much as she did. She's top five.
I don't think she averaged over 20.
She probably
averaged like 13. I bet you.
Oh, nah. She averaged
over. Watch.
She averaged over.
UConn. Stats. All right.
She averaged over 15.
I don't think so. I really don't think so. For real.
4 years?
Oh, she's from New York. I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's from upstate. 4 years?
She averaged 11.
Really?
Yeah, I told you. I told you she didn't average over 11.7, so she averaged 12. I told you she didn't average over 13.
How many assists?
I told you.
How many assists? Huh? How many assists?
She averaged... Hold on. It doesn't give the average, though. It just gives the total. So, hold on.
Wow. 11. That's kind of disappointing.
I told you, but they're so stacked, though. Like,
I know.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Like, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
They habitually get five All-Americans on. You know what I mean? It's a starting five of five All-Americans.
And their second team is All-Americans too.
Yeah, like the whole fucking team is All-Americans.
While you're looking for that, we can talk about the boys. Actually, we're lying. We're not gonna talk about the boys. That was kind of a whack.
We don't care about the niggas. No,
we don't.
She averaged five assists.
They
11 and 5.
86. So we knew UConn was gonna win it all. Like, that's 12, terrible.
12-5 and
I think Giannis. But UConn, we knew they dominated the whole tournament, blah blah blah. But we can segue into this topic. The GOAT program for their sneakers. Like their whole aesthetic as a program. There's a few. UConn is one of them.
Their players UConn is number one. With it. UConn is untouchable when it comes to...
Like, routinely, their players know the assignment.
Yeah, UConn has them, yeah. But, I mean,
they know they got the front J's. They're going to rock the latest LeBrons, even though they suck. But just
they wore everything.
They used to wear everything.
It probably goes UConn, Arizona...
UNC.
Yeah, UNC. I guess UNC is by default because they got a bunch of PEs.
I mean, they had
school exclusives.
Sponsorship before we even knew
but
that.
But you know who's a close second, though? Kansas.
I just hate Kansas.
Yeah, but when there was a Nike school,
I know.
They was putting that shit on.
Keith Langford had a nice rotation. Aaron Miles had a nice rotation.
Yep.
They were nice. But when they went over to Adidas, it just went plunge.
Maryland wasn't bad.
That was because of your boy Juan Dixon. That's it. That's all. Oregon is nice, obviously. Yeah, I don't know. That's kind of it. I mean, out of UConn, you know who had a nice little moment for like two seasons was Cincinnati when they had the Jordan sponsorship too. When Kenyon Martin was there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they were absurd too.
They had the black and red 11s. They were really like shitting on niggas as far as.
They had black and white 11s. They had black and red 11s. They had the team Jordans.
Yeah, they had the team Jordan ones with
the team Jordan ones?
Yeah,
from 98, those were crazy.
They were ridiculous for like two seasons.
Those were crazy.
I got to say, UConn and Arizona are kind of neck and neck when it comes to programs, consistently players just looking, knowing the assignment as far as, you know, we got to rock and jays.
Yeah, I mean, UConn, Arizona, I mean, they debuted the phone posits even before Penny, who was, like, super pissed about that.
Yeah,
Mike Bibby was like,
Bibby want to warm.
Bibby warm before Penny warm, which is crazy.
That's crazy. This was Penny's peak time.
Yeah.
This is like
right before he got hurt.
Yeah. It's like 93,
94. Khalid El-Amin had a ridiculous shoe game.
Ridiculous.
Richard Hamilton had a ridiculous shoe game.
Charlie Villanueva had a ridiculous shoe game also.
Who?
Charlie Villanueva,
yeah.
He had a ridiculous shoe game.
You know who had a ridiculous shoe game on the
floor? Oh, I know who. I know who from UConn. Marcus Williams.
Yeah, Marcus Williams had a nice one.
He was ridiculous with it, dog.
Yeah, he has some nice sneakers. You know who's low-key with the I don't know if you remember this dude, but from Arizona, he was one of the more enforcer guys. Eugene Eggerson used to wear all the apparently what the story was is that he went into the old equipment closet and found all of Steve Kerr and Judd Bushler shoes from the 90s. He was wearing all those like Pressure Forces and like Delta Forces from like the 90s, Air Force 2s, and they were all beat up and old, and he would wear them in the games. You should look it up.
Why would they still be there?
I guess it was an old equipment closet that they hadn't cleaned out, and he found his way in there somehow and got into this box that had all old.
That's crazy.
All old Nikes, because Arizona is one of the original Nike schools. I think it was Michigan, Duke, Arizona, North Carolina. I think
that makes sense.
And then UNLV too.
The person who probably has the craziest shoe game, team wear game ever might be Caleb Love.
I don't know that
because he went from UNC for 3 years to transfer to Arizona for a year. Like, bro, like that's literally the top three programs in our conversation about GOAT shoe games.
Caleb Love, you think?
Caleb Love probably his practice and uniform game and shoe game is probably insane. To be part of both of those programs and not be insane is a disservice to yourself.
Yeah. I mean, he had some nice shit.
Just off the strength of being at Arizona and UNC is wild.
Having UNC in your pocket is like every jump man you could ever think of is at your disposal.
Which is
as long as you win.
Which is enough with that. And then you get to Arizona, you get this kind of like unofficial Jordan sponsorship because you're already wearing a bunch load of Nikes.
That's true. My thing is like, I love when like, see, if I was wearing like sneakers now, I don't like any of the new performance Nike stuff. All the new performance stuff kind of trash.
I think we talked about that. Nike basketball is really...
Oh, it's falling off so crazy.
All them, whoever Adidas got from them, they need to try to recruit them back because it's just.
Or whoever's just leading, they gotta either that or they gotta bring back some of the OGs who like whoever did the Nike. I forgot that dude's name. Man, what is that dude's name? I forgot his name. He is famous.
Not good. They really need to do a better job of reclaiming their original designers back because, you know, they might just be waiting for Wimby because the new Wimby ad looks kind of dope.
Bruh, did you see that logo?
That shit looks
fucking
dope.
Insane. That logo was bruh, whoever's leading that marketing campaign
is so nostalgic.
It's already nostalgically
refreshing. It already
feels I love it. It reminds me of the early aughts Nike shit. Like, oh, yeah. It's so good. It's so good.
Well, I mean, the Wimby's potential, marketing potential, and everything you can do is just endless because you have, like, you know, you have the chic French side, and then you have, like, the you know, everyday person, San Antonio person. He already has a Louis Vuitton endorsement deal. So it's just like...
Oh, because he's from France.
Yeah. So there's already so much endless possibilities of what...
That's really dope.
It's just, they already have, like, they had this little mini pop-up Louis Vuitton thing in San Antonio. In San Antonio.
I mean, San Antonio is kind of swaggy on the low.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's like the epitome of Tex-Mex. It's dope.
It's, you don't know anything. No, it's not. All it has is the Riverwalk and Alamo. That's it.
Hater.
It's just facts. There's nothing.
And it feels so good to be a hater.
There's nothing in San Antonio that's going to be like, oh, yeah.
Do I see some beef?
It's low-key dope.
Do I see some Texas beef?
It's not low-key dope.
Some Texas Angus beef in this bitch?
It's Texas truth.
You mad as hell.
Facts.
Not you mad at the Mexicans, Josh?
That's not true. I'm just giving you facts. You know what's going on in San Antonio. It's just the Riverwalk and the Alamo and breakfast tacos.
Okay. Okay, man.
No, I love the Riverwalk. It seems like you're passionate about San Antonio.
San Antonio's dope, man. They got the whole Native American Mexican influence.
How many times have you been to San Antonio?
I used to go with my dad, so maybe like 4 times. It was fun. I like San Antonio. San Antonio is dope, man.
How long ago was that?
It was in the 90s. Late 90s, I think.
Okay.
Man, I'm trying to find this designer, man.
Bottom line is, yeah, we think Nike basketball is officially been beaten by Adidas basketball, unfortunately. I mean, Adidas has the wave right now with basketball. They got Ant, they got Trae Young, they got Damian.
They do, and that was a nice shit. The new Ant? That's a nice shoe, man.
The whole campaign is dope.
It's a really nice shoe.
It's a really nice shoe. And I got some other people I can't think of right now. Oh, James Harden. The new Hardens are
dope. But them shits look like... They look like textbooks. Those shoes look like text bubbles.
Text bubbles?
Yes. You know how, like, when the bubble pop up? That's what those fucking shoes look like. And they got the three dots, just like three stripes. I'm like, nigga, these look like text bubble ass sneakers. Shit suck.
Okay.
I feel like when they were designing it, like, James wasn't even there. He's probably at a strip club somewhere. And they're like, well, he said he was going to be here any minute. You're like, Adam, it's 4 a.m. He's not coming. He's at the strip club. He's not coming. Well, I guess we keep texting him. Fuck it. Let's just make the shoes out of text bubbles. It'll be ironic.
oh, don't respond. This is it.
Don't respond. You know what?
We got it.
Surprise, bro.
We got it.
Yeah.
He's just in the strip club looking at it. He just see these bubbles. And like, that's the thing.
He's like, I fuck with it. He's like, you got him in red?
Hey, my bad. I'm not re-signing with the Rockets. Can you get them in black, red, and white?
Yeah, for real. For real.
But Adidas basketball is beating the shit out of Nike basketball.
I agree.
And I never thought I would have to say that, but it's just the truth.
Yeah, I mean, it's sad to say because Nike had us in a chokehold, especially in the early 2000s. What? Remember the Huarache, bro, that Kobe was wearing?
Oh, my God.
That might be the best basketball shoe of all time.
The first one? You remember the shocks that Vince Carter was wearing?
Bruh, me and my boy got in a car accident going to the mall to get those fucking shoes, bro. Like, we were in such a rush to get those shocks. We got in a car accident and our car flipped over.
Incredible.
Like, we were so thirsty to get those shoes. We got in a bad car accident, bro.
And, they were amazing.
They were incredible. bro. That was like, I mean, like, that's the closest thing you could get to, like, how the Off-White frenzy was.
Bro, and then the...
Like, it was like that.
The Boeing commercial, we were like, what the fuck? The technology was like, Boeings? Are you serious?
Remember the Nike Freestyle? Like, remember they were trying to, like...
The commercial? Oh, man.
That come on, dog. That was like...
Come on.
That was a different time.
Oh, my goodness. There won't be anything like that.
Nah, they'll never be able to recreate that shit.
I don't think. Even the LeBron commercials earlier in this year when he had those characters.
With the when they were trying to be like Lil Penny and shit, where they had the whole family.
The whole family?
Oh my god. The bronze? That was so crazy.
And then when we left the Huaraches and Kobe went to the low top, come on, those are still obviously
that's iconic, bro. Having the low tops and then niggas was trying to clown you because they thought that you was going to get more ankle injuries, not really realizing, like, soccer players playing low-top shoes. So, like, what is the big deal?
Innovative thing to do. It's just...
That shit changed the game. Those low-tops changed that changed everything.
I didn't even think Nike could fall off at that point. And the fact we're here with them is just... It's hard to accept. But this is the reality.
Yes, yeah, it is hard to accept.
They really need to do something. I think, and I'm after watching that Wimby teaser, I think there's something up their sleeve. I think they're gonna come with it. I hope so.
I hope you're right because they need it because they're falling off. It's getting a little embarrassing.
They're having layoffs. Their stock is dropping. It's just really is not looking like a good situation.
Yeah, I don't know who's running the shit, but it's just getting unoriginal. It's getting too techy. Like I get one of their I used to work for Nike, but like they have like their maxims, which is like their Ten Commandments, because Nike is really a religion. Like let's just be honest, it's a cult. But they have like their Ten Commandments, and one of them is like, always be innovating. It's like, all right, bro, this is just too much innovation. Like,
where's the
style? Like, where? How can I implement this in my lifestyle? Like,
Man, speaking of style, what are spring's here? You thought anything about spring? Have you thought about any like? Cool things you're going to do? Update?
I have already started implementing sports into my high-low aesthetic. So I think that's just going to be a continuation of that. So I wore an old warm-up from like the 40s, like an old shooting shirt warm-up.
Oh, yeah. You posted that.
Yeah. And then on my birthday, I wore an old vintage cycling jersey.
I like Busta Rhymes.
Huh? Yeah, the Ralph Lauren one, polo one. It's like vintage from the 90s.
But you're mixing it. You're not keeping it athleisure. You're pairing it with like trousers and like jeans.
Yeah, trousers, jeans.
You're not just wearing sweatpants with it and shit.
No. So I think I'm just going to keep that theme of like high low with like athletic wear and using like being very intentional about like silhouettes.
But that's like a nostalgic take because if you're using like vintage 40s and then you're going 90s cycling, there's a nostalgic. It's not like current stuff either.
No, but I feel like a lot of the new inspo and a lot of the offerings are from nostalgic eras. I mean, like, it's so cliche, but, the Y2K era, like, that's like, all the rave right now. And
I like the 90s Ralph Lauren cycling mode. I like the 90s athletic reference points than, like, the 2000 reference points.
Yeah, I mean, because true 2000 reference points, the silhouettes were just bad.
They were trash.
Like, we were wearing, like,
really
big ass clothes. Like yeah. these kids who was wearing, like they're wearing like the jeans they wear now, that's not the jeans we was wearing in the 2000s.
No.
Like our jeans were, I wore a 31, or truly wore a 31. I was wearing a 38, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was wearing fat nigga jeans.
I wear a 31, 32 now. I was wearing a 34, 36.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we was really wearing like baggy for real. Like, yeah. Well, there were people wearing like parachute pants, Junko jeans. Like, it was insane.
It was bad. And even for hooping, huge jeans.
Bro. We used to wear hooping shorts under our jeans, bro. That was like a thing.
Bro, we wore those big ass shorts underneath jeans.
Because you never knew when you was going to hoop.
And literally, you would take off your jeans and have on basketball shorts.
And have basketball. It was almost like you didn't. It was like to go butt naked, not butt naked, but go like draws to jeans was like unheard of.
That was wild. I mean,
that was what you was wild. You was a freak bull if you was like went draws to jeans. It was crazy.
Any inkling you were going to walk out the house and saw a basketball and you have any basketball shorts on, you felt naked.
Yeah, you was naked. You was out here. If you was out here sweating in jeans, we was judging.
Yeah.
If you ain't had mesh shorts, you ain't had no mesh shorts at all.
Boxers, and without your basketball shorts, it felt like you was freeballing.
Yes, you needed boxers and you needed basketball shorts. Both. You had to have
it. And bro,
it wasn't no boxers in my jeans.
Let me tell you, like,
no, I'm not absolutely not.
I'm not gonna lie. I was sweating balls. I live in Houston. That was a lot of humidity.
Oh yeah. Your shit was soggy.
I was warmed up right when I took, like, right when I got.
Yeah, you had swamp ass for sure. from the car to the gym, you caught swamp ass like this, quick. Ass was soggy. Ass was like frosted flakes that was in the bowl too long, just mushy.
Not the frost.
Mushy acid.
Mushy. All right.
Mushy acid. That's a technical term.
That's wild.
Man, I'm trying to find a sneaker designer. I can't find this dude.
That's wild. We moved on. We can't bring that back.
All right.
I think for you know what I kind of want to bring back? I've been playing around. You can tell me what you think. I think I want to bring back Topsiders.
What are Topsiders?
The boat shoes, boat deck shoes.
That's some Texas ass, bro ass. Frat boy ass shit, dog. Dog. I almost want to do this when you say that. Like, you're disgusting, dog. You're nasty, bro. That's disgusting. Nasty work, dog. You guys will carry around skull, bro, and put that shit in your gum, dog. You're gross. You gonna start calling motherfuckers by their last name, too?
Callaway.
In fucking Hamilton, bro. Hamilton, bro. I haven't seen you in fucking since what? Since what? Miss MacArthur's class? Hamilton, fucking, bro. Bro, you're nasty for that, bro. What, you gonna pop your, polo, too? You nasty relax. Fuck.
Relax.
Gross, dog. You're gross. That's gross, Josh. Ugh, you're nasty, bro. You're nasty, bro. You gonna wear your sunglasses on your head, though?
No, I actually thought about some cargo Bermuda shorts too with me.
Oh, you disgusting motherfucker with the pleats in them. You're gross, dog. You're so gross. You're disgusting, dog. That's gross. With a seashell necklace, bruh.
Oh, come yeah, on, bro. Hell yeah.
You're I'm gross,
gonna,
bro.
I'm gonna look like that group 98 degrees.
You're
the black version.
You're gross. You're gross. You out here like Nick Lachey head ass.
Yeah.
Gross, dog, you're gross.
Hell yeah.
That is disgusting, bro.
Fuck with the deck shoes, maybe.
The deck shoes, the Sperry's is crazy, dog. Yeah. Yep. Wearing crazy. Sperry's is insane, bro. It's
gonna be crazy.
You're absolutely disgusting. Oh, it's gross, bro. Date chick's name, Kate. And Amber and Ashlyn, dog, gross. Morgan,
I just met
Kate, bro.
I just met a Kate, actually.
All right, man. We need to save it for another. We got this another segment.
We wasn't gonna get into that.
I'm gonna fuck with the deck shoes. Also, there's gonna be also some freaky shit. But maybe it's gonna be like a sequin glittery moment I might have during the summer.
I'm fucking with that. Okay, I like that. Come on, it's my sassy man era.
Yeah. I'm fucking with that.
I'm fucking with the sassy man.
Trying to get some more glamour into it, just because I think all these galas and weddings I've been going to, just to kind of like add a little bit more texture to shit.
I love that. I like that. You know?
Some sequence, I think, is going to be some of those glam moments coming out of the style.
I like that. I love it. I like a little shimmy.
Yeah, a little shimmy, maybe like some voluminous moments with the shimmy and sequence. So there's like, you know, ventilation coming through.
I like that. Showing some nips. You want to show some nipples?
Yeah, maybe some crochet lace for sure.
That's nice. I fuck like with that.
Lace tank top with the deck shoes and some Bermuda shorts is gonna
see,
be like,
see alive. now you're getting freaky with it. Now you need to be on fucking what was the name of that site? It was a, come on, bro. You already know what I'm talking about too. What is the name of that site? No, you need to be on one of them booty talk series, dog. See, now you're dressing like a porn star. You're getting carried away. West Side Productions, Wesley Pipes head ass nigga. Delvin Devlin Weed head ass nigga. Johnny Depp. That nigga's name was Johnny Depp. Depp. D-E-P-T-H. Dog, them niggas was disgusting. Bro, they was wearing, you're gross, bro. You're disgusting, dog. With the lace on with the spirits, bro, you're gross, bro.
That might be another level of fashion inspiration. We might have
you to take a nasty nigga, dog, to dress like a porn star from the 80s,
on the 90s. It's like porn star swag, porn star boys.
Dog, that's gross. You on some other, you a freaky bull.
Or I might have just created a new wave.
Porn star wave is crazy, dog. Exotic wave. ABN, that's what we're going to call it. ABN aesthetic.
Crocheting tank tops with Bermuda shorts and topside Sperry tops.
Yes, bro. They was wearing those pleated. They were almost look like knockoff own plissé.
Bro.
With the ball and chain necklace. That was the gross.
With the chains too?
With the chains? That's nasty work, bro.
Bro, this might be something we just created. I might
be nasty for that, bro.
I might have to play around with this concept a little bit, man. I really I see the deck shoes now, bro. Fear of God is going to be on this within 2 seasons. You know where you heard it here? Where you heard it first? Made You Look. If fear of God gets topside deck shoes in their collection within 2 years. I'm going to be like, they're on the porno man swag.
Yeah, but if we do that, if they do that, it would just be people are going to give that a credit to the Mr. Hudsons. If they do that.
All right. Fair enough. Okay, if I balance this style out with a pair of Mr. Hudsons, you kind of see a little bit the balance. You know, if you pair it up with a luxury, you know, you go a high-low moment with the shoe and with whatever else you're wearing, it could be a look.
I got to see you do this because for the sequins, I only see you wear black. Usually you wear black or you wear white or sometimes like dark earth tones. Yeah. I never see you wear color. So, from what I understand, the boat shoes only come in nasty colors. Nasty dookie browns, nasty like natural hemp colors, like nasty shit. So if you wear sequins with some dookie brown spiries, I am gonna have to answer a beret of questions about where your head is at. I already know on the backside I'm gonna have to do a bunch of damage control and be like Olivia Pope on niggas for you and have to deflect a bunch of questions about what the fuck is going on with my nigga Josh. He's trying some shit out right now. The thing about artists is that you gotta let him experiment. He's finding his way. No further questions.
I think you're, I think that
no further questions.
I think that narrative is a good start, and that allows me to have my freedom how I'm exploring this new concept.
You're nasty. I'm gonna let you know this now. You're a nasty nigga for this. Letting you know.
That's fine.
So when you send me these text messages with these fucking with demo and these looks, I'm just letting you know.
I'm just trying. I'm trying something out. I gotta explore.
All right, bro. Have a blast.
I'm gonna actually look up how much the Mr. Hudson's are. Those actually are. I forgot about the Mr. Hudson's. Thank you for reminding me about those.
Well, you know, that's what I do.
So yeah, I'm definitely gonna have to see what's up. Okay.
They're probably expensive though, bro. I know. Let's look it up, Mr. Hudson's.
All right. Let's start. Let's get into some quick fire right now, and then we're probably gonna wrap it up.
Oh, they're $3,000.
They're only $3,000. Whatever.
Yeah. All right. We'll see. If Revolt TV buys this podcast, then yeah, we talking. Oh no, not they can't buy it. That's not a good. No pun intended.
What?
You didn't hear what I said.
I didn't hear what you said. What you said?
Never mind.
All right. Well, we're gonna wipe that, y'all.
Yeah, we're gonna move along. We're gonna move along.
Sorry, cross the line.
All right. NBA playoffs start in like what, a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Before it gets started, because our next podcast probably won't come back out till playoffs. Any predictions?
Celtics versus Nuggets. That's my final answer.
That's your
final Celtics answer. Versus Nuggets.
All right. Yeah.
Final answer.
You still don't have
any. The Western Conference Finals, maybe. It depends on the bracket. But I envision it being.
I have a sleeper.
This is the hot take. I envision. Yep.
Well, inform me of this. Who's your Eastern Conference Finals and who's your Western Conference Finals?
Obviously, it's the Celtics versus the Bucks.
Really?
Yeah. Not the Sixers. I don't think the Sixers. Because I don't really believe in Joel Embiid. I think he's good.
Well, after the injury, he's missed mad games, so I don't think he's going to come into form.
I just don't think he plays good in the playoffs either. It's a whole different season.
Yeah, this is true. All right, Western Conference Finals.
You are not going to like this, but I'm going to say the Nuggets and the Lakers.
I got a sleeper in the Western Conference Finals.
Hold on, let me think.
I got an unpopular opinion, and I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it.
You hold on. You going to say the Clippers?
No, hell no. Nah.
Okay.
I don't want to see it.
The Rockets?
Nope. Nah, we ain't. No, man. Shout out to the Rockets. That was a great run you guys had. Unfortunately, we missed it, but, you know, we're going to be good next year. We're going to get back in there. But no, not the Rockets. The Mavs in the Western Conference Finals.
Oh, that's not a bad pick. That's not a bad pick.
I got the Mavs and the Nuggets, and I got Celtics and I don't trust Milwaukee in their defense, man. Who else is top three in the East?
Is it the Heat? It's not the Heat, is it?
No, it's not the Heat.
It's the Sixers.
No way. It's just Sixers got dropped out. Let me look at these standings real quick.
Oh, the Magic. Hell no. Fuck no. No. Next question. The Magic?
You know, I really like the Pacers. I just don't think Tyrese Halliburton is going to be able to lead them all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals.
No, Magic.
I didn't realize they were number three. That's wild business.
Yeah, that's crazy. No. That's
really crazy.
Next question.
Yeah.
Second place in the league is 47 wins, bro.
Honestly, I would have picked the Knicks if Julius Randle didn't get injured. I would have had Boston and Knicks in the finals if he didn't get injured. You know, Giannis just got hurt tonight. We need to see his condition. But if it looks like he's going to be healthy in the playoffs, yeah, I got Boston and Milwaukee.
It's a Cavs trade.
Okay, it's a Cavs trade.
I said it's Boston and Milwaukee. That's what I think it is.
Boston, Milwaukee.
He's been diagnosed with a calf strain, so I think he'll be back in time.
Yeah, he'll be fine. They'll give him a cortisone shot. He'll be good.
Yeah, he'll be good for the play. You rest him for another week, he'll be straight. Yeah, so good. I got Boston, Milwaukee, and I got Denver and Maps. What are you talking about?
I said Boston and Milwaukee.
Well, so what? I agree with you. Fucking deal. This isn't
PTI. You're going to be at the game in spirits with your nipples out. It's fine. Go.
Fine. With my deck shoes on.
That is so disgusting. That's such nasty talk.
Business over here, okay?
You are so fucking gross for this. I cannot. We're going to revisit this. We're going to revisit this conversation in 4 months. What's today? It's April? Yeah. We're going to revisit this shit in August. Yes. We definitely go revisit this shit in August.
I'm gonna have the whole thing on, and it'll be posted on our Instagram. Bro. We're gonna go through the whole process and the whole story how I got to that point because it's gonna
evolve. Disgusting, bro. You're fucking gross.
It's gonna evolve in the summer. I'm gonna have a lot.
It's gonna evolve. It's gonna evolve to an OnlyFans. That's what it's gonna evolve to.
That will not be promoted on this podcast. That's a separate. We'll have to see at another location. Okay. But I got a different. I have Denver in the Mavs for Western Conference with Denver coming out. We have the same finals too.
Yeah, we do have the same finals, but it's pretty obvious this year. I mean, there are really no dark horses. I can't not take Bron out of the equation just because he has so much playoff experience. Can't take him out of the equation.
You do not. Minnesota does not want to see. Lakers will get past the first round. They have to play Minnesota. But Denver. Yeah, but
Minnesota ain't got no playoff experience, bro. That shit is so invaluable in the NBA.
Exactly. Which is why I say, like, if they end up as the 8th seed from the play-in, that's an easy first round. Boom. Out. And then let's just say Denver gets past New Orleans. And then you have New Orleans against. You might have to see Los Angeles. Second round if you're Denver.
Mitch, because they get their – hold on. Because they're seated.
Oh, you know what? Or L.A. might see OKC. Maybe OKC. I mean, that top three, dog, like, that's such a sweet number one and number three position because you have two inexperienced playoff teams at the top three that if you're Golden State – L.A., if you're Golden State or L.A., you're looking at the chops.
So, hold on. Here we go. All right. The play-in will be Lakers versus the Warriors.
Oh, shit.
Right?
Shit. That's tough.
And Kings versus the Pelicans. So, Lakers versus the Warriors is going to be a tough game for him.
That's going to be a tough game.
That's going to be a tough game.
Lakers, but whoever wins that can beat Sacramento. They got them between Golden State. They got a nice little rivalry. So I'm not gonna say it's gonna be sweet for Golden State if they got to play Sacramento.
So as it stands, as of today, the Lakers or the Warriors either play the Pelicans or the Kings to play the Timberwolves in the first round for the eighth seed.
Wait, repeat that again.
The Lakers and the Warriors play the Pelicans or the Kings, which I'm not even worried about. That's not even going. It's whoever wins the Lakers and the Warriors game is going to be in line to play the Timberwolves. That's basically what it's going to be.
That might be a first round exit for Minnesota.
That's what I think too.
Yeah,
I agree with that. That being said. Then they'd have to play the Clippers or the Mavericks, which I have no faith in the Clips. I always say this, and I will say this until the man retires. Any team that has Russell Westbrook on your roster, you're never going to the fucking finals. Never. Give it up.
Yeah.
You're not going to the finals. You went to the finals once. That was your one time.
Yeah.
You're never going back.
I agree.
You're never going to the finals, dog. He's not going to let you.
He's not going
to go to the finals.
He's not going to let you win.
It's not happening. Just give it up. Pack it up.
when you put him on your roster, you automatically negate your chances of going to the finals.
And also, they will have to play the Mavs first round right now. He's going to keep busting Paul George's ass. Like, and Kawhi doesn't have the longevity, sustainability to guard Luka for 7 games. I don't believe it.
And let's be honest. Playoff P is an imaginary person. He dreamt of that person. I've never actually seen that person in real life. I've never seen that person play in the playoffs. Playoff P is a fictional character. He doesn't really like, he lives in like the Marvel universe, kind of.
Yeah.
It's not a real thing. You know what I'm saying? It's a concept.
It's like a Willy Wonka, like fantasy land.
Yeah.
Like a,
it's not a real
actor.
It's not a real player.
Yeah.
Okay. So we can agree on that.
Clippers aren't going anywhere. They're out the first round. If they have to play the Mavs, they're out the first round.
That's true.
I am interested to see the Phoenix Suns have played their way out of the play-in tournament. So that should be interesting. I think they play OKC, which could be a really great series, potentially.
Oh, so hold on. Wait a minute. The way the play-in goes, the Pelicans and the Kings play each other. Whoever loses that, they get another opportunity to play for the AC,
yes.
Okay. That was confused. I was confused by that.
I mean, for a minute.
So the Kings are going to lose. Pelicans are going to win that. Kings are going to lose. They're going to play, I'm going to say, the Lakers.
But the big factor with the Pelicans is if Zion's going to play or not.
You don't think he's going to play?
I mean, you don't know, man. He's a different breed. I think we've discussed this off air, but like,
yeah. Plantation Buck. No. That's the breed he is. No, I'm just kidding.
He's just a different breed.
Buck breeder.
That's another conversation for another show. But we have covered enough of the NBA to take us into the next show. I think that's a good stopping
point. I am gonna get us canceled. That's my goal.
That is a good stopping point. Jesus hasn't even had any alcohol. So
hey, and Wilson Smith is the name of the shoe sneaker designer. If you're watching this, please Google Wilson Smith. He is prolific is the word I want to use. Sneaker designer. Some of your favorite silhouettes from the 2000s and 90s. Wilson Smith, that's his name. Amazing sneaker designer. Shouts out to him. Black dude, too.
That's awesome. Black History Month in April. We love it.
Black History Month in April, y'all.
Every month. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back. Signing off. You can catch us at Made You Look. That is Look with L-E-W-K. My name is Josh Pierre.
Where can they find you?
E-R-R-E.
My name is Geronimo. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Threads, fucking TikTok, at number 6, E-R-R-O, N as in Nancy, I-M as in make more money, nigga, O.
All right, signing off. Peace.
Signing off. Peace.